It took community builder Sandra Stott some time to get her bearings in Arne Prior.
The first question is, can you tell us about your background, where you grew up, and when did you begin calling Arne Prior home?
I was born and raised in Renfrew, lived there until I was 22, 23 years old, and married a hometown boy from Arne Prior. So after moving here several years ago, God himself, the Lord, put on my heart that I needed to love the community that I resided in. It was a real change because having been born and raised in a rivalry town, I really felt that I needed to have a different approach. After having my children here and being a part of this community for so long, Arne Prior is my home.
Let us now talk about your work in the community. What organization or organizations are you devoted to or have helped out by giving your time with?
Well, I am the lead pastor at Riverstone Christian Fellowship. Riverstone Christian Fellowship is a church that wants to really affect the community. We want to be in the community. It is our hope to always be able to give a helping hand. The church is not the four walls of a building.
Now, you say a church is more than a building, but your building is also atypical.
Yes, it is. Our building was formerly a pub, a strip club. It's been transformed. We like to use our church as a community building. At Halloween, for example, we do a light up the night where we transform our backyard and the cafe in our church building into a playground for kids that are out trick-or-treating. And we just love to give treats and allow for a safe environment for kids to come and be a part of that night.
So, Sandra, what is your motivation for giving back?
Community is important for everybody, and especially when we look at today when we have isolation issues because of COVID-19 and the ability to pull on one another's strengths, the ability to be able to support one another, in particular in their goals. That builds such a strength in a community. And so when we know that we can trust our neighbors and keep watch for our neighbors, then there's less opportunity for people to feel left behind.
Now, getting involved may have crossed people's minds, and it's an intimidating thing if you don't know where to begin, but once you're on the road to involvement, it's good. But how should people get involved? What advice would you have for someone who doesn't know where to start?
First of all, I think it's important for people to understand, what do they care about? What are those things that you feel that, you know, you could get behind? What causes could you get behind? By answering that question, then trying to build an inroad by contact. Again, the tighter the community, the more you're going to find out who does what within a community. And so when we have the ability to really find out what our love is. I mean, it could be a number of things. It could be something with youth. It could be with seniors. It could be helping a food bank. But whatever that motivation is within you, allow that motivation to grow and don't be afraid to make that contact. There are a number of different organizations out there that people can get behind. And then just connect with those people and walk together with them.
Reverend Sandra Stott of River Life Community Church, another Oldies 107.7 Community Builder.